Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme joined alongside once again with our Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Lena Lee, and Kim McCann, the Public Health Inspector for the Health Unit. How are you two doing today?
Doing great. Thanks very much, Grant.
Dr. Lee, how are you doing?
Oh, doing just fine.
Perfect. Well, that's great to hear. We are discussing weeds today, and that's plural. That's weeds. Today we're talking about at the health unit. We'll start with Kim on this conversation today. We've talked about weeds in years past, about the dangers that some bring. So let's dive right back in as a bit of a refresher to our listeners. So my first question, simply put for you, Kim, is how can weeds be dangerous?
Yeah, some weeds that we do have in our environment are actually poisonous and can cause quite a skin reaction. Oftentimes, we may come across them if we're working, such as mowing our lawns or ditches, or doing recreational activities such as golfing. We do have to remember that we share the environment with nature, and these weeds do occur. And some of them are natural and have a place in our ecosystem. But the other thing we have to remember too is that they can, if they do come into contact with our skin, they can cause some serious burns and rashes.
So how do we prevent coming into contact with them? Is it as simple as looking down?
Well, yes, if you know what to look for. So I think that's the biggest thing, is to know what different weeds look like, particularly wild parsnip and giant hogweed and poison ivy. They're very common in our environment. And don't forget, if you are going outside, if you're going golfing or hiking, mowing the lawn, wear protective clothing. You don't want the sap or the sap or the oils from those plants entering are, getting onto your skin. Teach your family what they look like. And we have lots of great pictures on our websites. And teach your kids and, your other family members to avoid coming into contact with those weeds. So if you are working in an area where there are lots of weeds and you know that they might be dangerous, make sure you do wear protective equipment such as goggles, rubber gloves, rubber boots, and coveralls. And then thoroughly wash your boots and your gloves with soap and water and scrub with a scrub brush to get the oils and the sap off your clothing. If you have been exposed to the plants, make sure that you do wash the area really quickly with some soap and water and try to cover that area that you've been exposed, because you don't want the direct sunlight getting onto that area. If you are noticing a severe rash or burn, do make sure you get medical attention. And don't forget, with our pets, if we can keep them out of the weeds, that would be great too, because they too can get exposed to the saps and oils. It can get onto their fur and unfortunately can transfer to us animal owners as well.
Yeah, that's a great point at the end there about the pets. I hadn't even considered that. Of course, we want to make sure our furry friends are safe as well, and they're not only battling a really nasty round of ticks this year, but weeds as well. How prevalent of an issue is this? How often are we coming across these weeds that can, cause a reaction to our skin?
Yeah, they are actually fairly prevalent in our environment. Wild parsnip is quite easy to recognize. It's relatively tall. You tend to see it in ditches and maybe along fence lines. Some fields would have it. It's got a yellow flower. It's quite distinct. Again, check our website. We have lots of great pictures on our website. Those flowers usually bloom in July and August. In August, they'll start turning brown and go to seed. So it's pretty common, actually, within our health unit region. And then we have giant hogweed, and giant hogweed is actually giant. It can grow anywhere between 8 and 14 feet high and will be about 3 feet in breadth. So it's quite big, and it's very thick, and it has a big white flower on it. It too can be found in roadsides, along stream banks, or in waste areas, and just scattered throughout the region. The unfortunate thing is both the saps from these plants can transfer onto people and can cause severe burns. So you do want to avoid those plants. And the way the sap gets on you is if you happen to touch it and you break a stem or a leaf or even a little floweret, the sap from those plants can transfer onto your body that way.
And Dr. Lee, if you don't mind weighing in here, what can some of these weeds do to your skin? How could it impact you if you are unfortunate enough to come across some of these poisonous weeds and don't have the proper protection?
Yeah, so I'll separate it into the wild parsnip and giant hogweed in one group, and then the poison ivy in another, which we'll get to. For wild parsnip and giant hogweed, actually, the chemical in question that causes the burns is a class of chemicals called furanocoumarins. They're actually UV reactive, and so they don't typically cause burns just by itself, but what happens is you get exposed to the oil or the sap. And really, to be clear, it's quite a thin liquid. Like I want to be clear that the word sap is just the technical word being described, but it's not like a thick sort of sticky something. It's actually can be quite a thin liquid that comes from, like Kim said, the broken stalks and stems of the plant, and you can get that on your skin, and that may not actually cause burns. Usually it doesn't. What happens is if that sap or oil is then exposed to sunlight, UV light, that's the thing that really activates them, and then that's what causes whatever it is, that reaction to cause the burn on the skin. And so it gets absorbed on the skin, and the UV light gives it the energy it needs to have that reaction, and that's what causes the burn. Remembering that UV light can penetrate clouds, right? So it's not just that it's a sunny day and that's the risk, but even on cloudy days there can be a risk, because UV light goes through clouds. Spots where people are most likely to get the exposure is, of course, places where the skin is exposed, but then also places where the skin is sensitive. So we're thinking about people's faces, people's necks, and then where the skin is exposed. So oftentimes people's hands, and people tell stories about, picking the plants, especially for the giant hogweed, because it's so big. People picking the stems and like playing sword fighting with it and stuff like that, and then inadvertently getting the sap on themselves, not realizing getting these burns. And then something else to note is that sweating, which can often happen if you're outdoors, can actually bring the reaction sooner. And so the other thing I wanted to mention, so that's the wild parsnip and giant hogweed, which has that same the same mechanism and the same chemical. The other is poison ivy. And so poison ivy, the distinction I want to make is that that's not based on exposure to UV light. That really is based on just pure exposure, and getting the sap of the poison ivy on you is enough to cause the burns.
And Kim, did you have anything you wanted to add about poison ivy? I mean, that's the big one everybody knows about at an early age, right? Don't go near the poison ivy. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that one?
Just kind of remember what your mom said, watch for those plants, three stalks, three leaves. It could be poison ivy and avoid them. I remember my mom telling me that over and over again. So that is actually how poison ivy is kind of distinguished. They have the three stalks, the three leaves off each stalk. So it is something to watch for. Poison ivy is unique because it can be a ground cover, but it can also climb trees and whatnot as well. In the summertime, it does tend to be a deep green color, whereas in the spring and fall it may have more of a reddish color. And sometimes it can cluster and have white to greenish colored, yellowish colored berries on it as well. So, with all of these plants, it again, just really know what they look like and avoid them as much as possible.
And I imagine the health unit's website has more information about all of this and what to look out for as well.
Yes, we do. So we have lots of pictures on our website so that you can get to know what the plants look like. And our health unit website is healthunit.org. And we, under our home health and safety webpage, we have a weeds tab that a person can click on to see photos and to get more information. And then, of course, you can follow us on social media at LGL Health Unit. We do put out lots of pictures and comments on that as well.
Perfect. Well, I want to thank you both of you for joining me today. And hopefully everybody stays safe this summer and looks down, and now they'll know what to look for. And if you missed any of that conversation, healthunit.org, you can see all the photos and everything that you may need to know. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Grant.
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.